Well, I think part of the amazing part about this whole music director search process is I never expected to want the job as badly as I did by the time I finished my concert here, because it was just an incredible experience. And so I was actually a little more tense than I expected in the waiting time, which luckily, you know, from my concert in March wasn't too long. I think it was a couple weeks before I got the call from Matt Shapiro, board president. And I was trying to think today, we were laughing about it, because I think all I remember is him saying congratulations. And then at that point, the excitement was so high. I don't remember a whole lot of the rest of our conversation, but it was, you know, one of those moments you'll always remember. It's just spectacular.
The reception that you've had here today, I mean, it sounds like the news has met glowing support from the Eugene music community.
I'm really excited for that. I mean, I think I knew that this orchestra has just so much support in the community. It's amazing. So I am just excited to be a part of that and to be able to, with that as a starting point, I mean, what more could a new music director ask for than to already have this ground, you know, this support from the ground up, from the whole community. And the fact that I get to build on that is really special, and I look forward to that.
What do you think is the biggest challenge right now for symphonies in general as far as getting their message out to the community and finding a cultural resonance and significance within a community such as this one?
I mean, that is a kind of the problem, is how are we remaining relevant to the community? You know, we're playing music that was, a lot of our music was written 100 years ago in other countries, and how do we make that relevant to people? I still firmly believe that someone can come to a concert and that if I get them into the hall and I make music the way I want to make music, that can have a profound effect on them. And I've never met a single person, and I talk to everyone that I see, you know, because I want to know. I talk to people that I sit next to on planes a lot, and, you know, whenever I'm taxiing around a new city, I talk to everyone I can find, and it's just for me to get an idea of what are their experiences. Have they ever been to the symphony? What do they bring to it? But I can promise you, at the end of every discussion, they want to come to the symphony. So there's no issue other than they don't know how to start, and that's why I'm going to emphasize so much the personal relationship part of building this orchestra, that every single subscriber, everyone who loves this orchestra, we're to go find other people and tell them how much they love the orchestra. We're going to build a community. Again, you know, removing that elite title, all of that will go away. And instead, it's going to be a bunch of people who love music and who want to talk about it, who want to discuss it. That's what I want to build here.
So in order to kind of help build that rapport, when you're looking at your repertoire and the programming ahead, what are you going to try to integrate as far as your presentation goes? What kind of program you're going to build?
I mean, I think it's important to have a huge diversity. I want someone who subscribes to the orchestra to be rewarded over the whole season with the full breadth of what our 300 years of orchestra music can offer. So I will work very hard to make sure we have just an incredible diversity of music. And I want to make sure, you know, there are certain things that just are a little more difficult for people right now. If they don't see a composer they know, if it's a piece they don't know, they're unsure of what to hear. And a lot of that has been the way that we've presented new music, is sometimes kind of like an eat your vegetable sort of way. And I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be the most exciting thing on the program is the new thing. And part of that will take time. I'm going to have to get the audience to trust me. And I won't go full out right away as far as really, really going adventurous in my programming. But over time, I want to build that level of trust so people understand what we're going to do. One of the composers that I absolutely am going to bring, and one of her pieces, is Gabriella Smith. She wrote this piece called Tumblebird Contrails. And she's considered very avant-garde in the way she treats the orchestra. A lot of the people are required to play their instruments in unusual ways. And you would think it was sort of a recipe for exactly what an audience won't be able to relate to. But she wrote this piece while she was hiking along the Pacific coast. And so the sound of the orchestra is actually all this nature. You hear the waves and seagulls and like the breezes in the grass. And, you know, that's when I bring that piece here, I know it's going to go over well. And a little step like that is going to allow people to be like, okay, so the next time Francesco programs something that we don't know, you know, he's thinking about us. He's thinking about what's going to make our concert experience special. And once we get there, we're going to be in a great spot.
Francesco Lichi-Chung, thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you so much.